The interesting thing about Parshas Vayetze is that Yaakov Avinu goes to Charan, and that's where he meets his wife, Rachel, and he meets Leah. What's interesting is that in a variety of psukim, we find behavior, or at least phrases in Chumash, that seem to be somewhat surprising, especially in the context of a person like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, Chazal tells us, we spoke about this last week, was just in Shein Ve'ever, according to Chazal, for 14 years, where Vayishkav Makomahu, he wasn't sleeping at all, the whole time, Chazal Darshan, and suddenly he comes and he encounters Rachel, and his behavior is interesting in the following way. First of all, when he initially meets her in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yisak Yaakov the Rachel, that when he first really gets to meet Rachel, so he, as Unklus translates it, Unashtrak, that he goes and he kisses Rachel Imenu. Not only that, but later on when the Torah is talking about why exactly he likes her, so the Torah tells us at least that Ene Leia Rakos, that there was a certain issue with Leia's eyes, whatever it is that whatever that happens to be. The Rachel Haisa Yifas Torah Vifas Mara. And the Torah praises Rachel Imenu as being Yifas Torah Vifas Mara. What exactly that is not entirely clear. The Mefarshim have different suggestions in terms of what the difference is between Yifas Torah and Yifas Mara, different ways of describing her physical beauty. For Rashi, it may relate to both the shape of her face and the complexion and the color of it and the like. For the Orachaim, it relates to not only her individual features, but also the way that all those features came together. And you have praising Rachel, not just that Yaakov initially kissed her, but the Torah is describing elements of her physical beauty. The next pasuk right after is Ve'yehav Yaakov es Rachel. It sounds like the reason why Yaakov, if you go through the psukim, sounds like part of it from the way it's presented, part of what allows Yaakov to what generates a certain kind of passion that Yaakov has for Rachel may relate to her looks. And the question becomes, so what really is going on here as far as the what appears to be the physical attraction between Yaakov and Rachel? That's behavior which, at least according to some of the Mefarshim, is not what we would typically associate with a tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu. So we'll try and develop more or less three Mahalchim, one from some of the Rishonim, and two from the world of Torah HaChasidus. There are Mefarshim that really appear to downplay a lot of what what's described here. As an example, the Ramban writes, working off of Ibn Ezra, that when Yaakov initially kisses Rachel, so first of all, one possibility is that Rachel is very young at the time, in which case it's not considered to be not as tanua. The Ramban also suggests that maybe at that time, again working off of Ibn Ezra, maybe the Lamed was not a kiss on the mouth, but rather it was al-Rosha o al-Ksefa. It was a kiss he gave her, like on the top of her head or on her shoulder, but it wasn't really anything which was so intimate. Even later on, when Yaakov eventually, the Yifas Torah v'Yifas Mareh, and Yaakov wants to be with her, so according to the Ralbag understands that when the Torah is teaching us that, the Torah is really coming to tell us that Yaakov was nervous to be with Leah, because Leah had an issue with her eyes, and he thought that maybe she was sick. And the reason why he wanted to be with Rachel, because when it came to Rachel, everything looked more or less okay, and he wanted to make sure that he was nervous if he married someone who was a bit sickly, that the kids would also be a bit sickly, and therefore he wanted to be with Rachel to make sure that the kids would really be in a better place. The Orachaim even thinks that the Torah, based on the Diuk and the Pasuk, that really the reason why Yaakov liked her had nothing to do with her looks. It was really because she was his zivug. There was a certain connection that was really there. And maybe that's what it really is all about. He says, Lo letzad yafya, el letzad mashi rachel bazugo. This is who he's supposed to be with. So on the one hand, the Torah does present for us a couple of different indications that there was something physical going on between Yaakov and Rachel and a certain attraction Yaakov with Rachel. For a group of the Mefarshim, they really downplay that as being primary motivating factors, as being anything which we would perceive as being at all inappropriate. The kiss he gave her was a kiss more on her head or on her shoulder. It wasn't a kiss on the mouth. The attraction wasn't really why he loved her, or if it was connected to it, it was really a way of just ensuring that his progeny, that his children would be safe and the like. In Torah HaChasidus, you find two additional mehalchim that I think are both a little bit interesting. The Kedushas Levi has one of them, and in the footnotes here, they quote some really some good mekoros. In the Igud Kala, so the Bnei Yisachar offers the following pshat. He says, and I'll give a little bit of a different way. Yaakov Avinu is in a place of tremendous kedusha. He's just been for 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Ve'ever. Yaakov is holding at a very, very high madrega. And sometimes when you hold at a very high madrega, there are things that for other people, mitzvos and the like, that they would experience as being a problem in terms of its own, that they would think is a lack of tznius. But Yaakov viewed these things just as being like a mitzvah. The notion of like inyan haziva gets low, b'limus b'ayis mi b'nei adam. He was so close to the Ribono Shel Olam that the notion of being with Rachel, it wasn't like a tznius issue. He related to Rachel in many ways. Again, this is not the most loving kind of comment, but he related to her the same way you would relate to tzitzit and tefillin. It's just something which you would use in order to, it was important to perform a certain mitzvah. He had a lot of passion for those mitzvahs. But it wasn't something that per se was at all considered to be inappropriate, because from his perspective, it was on such a level of kedusha. Al-Kain Nashak L'Rachel, why do you kiss Rachel? Because it was like a chayfet shel mitzvah. It wasn't like it was a kissing your tzitzis. It wasn't something which he had all perceived as being ki lo alsa alibo migodol dvekuso shedaber mechur be'enei habrios. Yaakov was on such a high madrega that he didn't even entertain the possibility that people that would be seeing Yaakov doing this would think it was at all inappropriate. For him, he viewed the world on such a madrega, there was so much kedusha that he viewed it just solely based on mitzvos. It's like, I think Rav Pinkus points out that even like you see Yaakov's high level of kedusha because it was something which even impacted his physical strength, the capacity to lift a rock off of the well. Normally we associate Esav as the person who's more out there and stronger, etc. Yaakov seems to have reached this very intense, almost otherworldly level, again, of the not sleeping and of the picking up the rock and moving it over. And he was someone that was so close to Hashem, he wasn't even cognizant or aware of the fact that other people wouldn't have been on that madrega, and other people would have viewed some of these things in ways that are somewhat less appropriate. What is interesting as far as a third view in how you look at it, not the pshat number one, that really he wasn't so attracted and it was other issues going on as far as what was motivating it, or issue number two, that or perspective number two of the Bnei Yisrael and Igret Kala, that he was on such a high madrega that all these things were about his love of mitzvahs, etc. But maybe a third idea. This Kedushas Levi has part of, as is the Normally Melech of Parshas B'Shalach, and we'll try to give a little bit of background to understand it well. There is a yesod in one of the unique contributions of Torah HaChassidus. You find this in a variety of contexts, but you find it a lot in Chassidus. Relates to your involvement with the physical world. In the Sulam of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, and for a variety of Bali Machshava, there is a Maila called Prishtas. There's a maila in which a person removes themselves from the world a little bit. They're less engaged in the world. They're not going to eat as much. They're not going to engage in physical pleasures that much. A certain kind of kedusha that's associated with precious. Now, what the purpose of that precious is an interesting question. For the Gra, that precious may be about allowing me to focus more on Talmud Torah. For others, it may relate to other ideas. But that's one mahalach out there. There is another mahalach out there, of which Torah Chassidus really embraces, at least to a certain extent, which is one in which you relate to the physical world and you try to find kedusha in the physical world. You look at the physical world and you were trying to use that for a certain sense of holiness. Yaakov Avinu, part of the Maila of Yaakov Avinu, was Yaakov was able to look at the physical and to try to find the good within the physical and use that as a tool of reminding him about Ribono Shel Olam and using that on some level as a tool for the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Levi here, V'chol davar shayibo nitzot before, anything that had a little bit of splendor in it, afal pisha kli hayadavar gashmi minachavir, even though in and of itself it was something that was physical and materialistic, Yaakov's avoda was, he was to uplift that l'shar shova avod bazel lahabori yizbarach. Uvishvil zev v'yisak Yaakov l'rachel, v'rachel hayisa yifas tori yifas mare, v'yahav Yaakov es rachel, Yaakov that Yaakov was wanted to use this to elevate it to Ribono Shel Olam. He didn't relate to her physical side as something that was just physical for his own pleasures. Yaakov was trying to use her physical beauty to connect to that and gain a deeper appreciation as a result for the Ribono Shel Olam. To be able to use that in a way that would help and enhance, in a certain sense, his Avodas Hashem. The Torah does describe that Rachel was beautiful. The Torah tells us that Rachel is beautiful, and the Torah describes, in a certain sense, Yaakov having kissed her, and Yaakov loving her. A couple of things. We spoke about some of the what's going on here. Was it really some sort of physical attraction, a normal kiss, or was it not? Was it because was it coming from a place of Kedusha and other ideas like that? In the Zohar, I believe, and in Torah HaKabbalah, this idea of emphasizing physical beauty is one mahalach that's out there. That's the mahalach associated with Rachel Imenu. The mahalach that's associated with Leia Imenu is one in which the Amal Diskasia, a certain cover-up, where physical beauty does not play the same kind of role, and it represents a certain kind of avoda and a certain kind of kedusha that comes specifically when it's with certain things that are covered up and not as physically beautiful at all. So much as Yaakov here, we get one side of the picture. As far as the potential for kedusha found in a certain kind of physical beauty, we understand also that as far as religion as a whole, there's a lot to be said for those that are not blessed as much with that kind of physical beauty, and a lot of avodas Hashem that can be associated, and a lot of kedusha that's associated dafka with those that excel less in that particular area. Hopefully this gives us some insight into Yaakov and Rachel, as well as some of what happened in these psukim. Shkayach, have a wonderful night.